Welcome to the South Coast Botanic Garden Update. Big doings coming up in the garden for the fall season. Make sure to go to southcoastbotanicgarden.org to make your reservations and come out to see the trolls who are coming in on Sunday, October 1st. Looking straight ahead as you come up the drive into the garden parking lot, the striking pink floss silk trees along the southwest border are showing a lovely flush of fall flowers. The hot pink flowers with the yellow centers are striking, and while the trees may have a thin bark, they are well protected from damage by tree-climbing critters, especially in their tropical natural habitat, by the thick thorns covering the bulbous trunks. There are many floss silk trees in the garden. However, these are the only ones covered in bloom right now. Also beautiful is the bauhinia hedge at the top corner edge of the entryway garden. Also known as African plume, this shrubby plant can grow to over 10 feet tall, but takes kindly to pruning and blooms beautifully most of the year. There's another big mounding hedge in the garden just below the amphitheater lawn. Walking through the entry atrium, take a look at the plectanthus, or large spur flowers, in the pots at the administration building doors. These are a blue-flowered variety, but if you get over to the gardens in front of Dottie's, there's a lovely white-flowered version. The large spur flower is a great ground cover or potted plant, as it's vigorous and can be easily grown from seed or stem cutting, but be wary. It can be invasive. Other wonderful things to see in the gardens outside Dottie's: the garden beds planted with useful kitchen greens are still producing a mound of greens. If you look closely, you can see that the bunnies and squirrels are keeping them pruned down. Also take a look at the wonderful Mexican tree marigold. It took a bit of a beating in the last rainstorm, but in the way of life renewing, you can see where it's been pruned away and has resprouted. So while the birds are enjoying the seeds of spent flowers on the top, the lower level is just getting ready to bloom again. See the sweet-smelling calamondin tree blooming. This citrus bloom has a wonderful sweet fragrance. The fruit is a cross between a mandarin orange and a kumquat, so it is somewhat sour. The fruit is used either as an ornamental or in recipes where sugar is added to boost the sweeter tangerine side of the flavor. There are other calamondin trees in the garden, and the most prolific is in the Garden of the Senses. If you head down that way, wander through the pollination garden, which is still a whirlwind of flowers, and if you see the turtle in the pond and wonder about the shedding shell shoots, don't worry. This is usually a normal growth process for turtles. Once in the Garden of the Senses, make sure to enjoy the beautiful dahlias that are blooming there. This wonderful family of plants just may have a flower for everyone. You can get tubers that grow flowers from the size of a dime or a dinner plate and every size in between. With 19 different flower forms, from single petals to complicated curlicues, and with more than 50,000 varieties, there's just about every color in the rainbow represented. Dahlias are one of the longest-lasting cut flowers, and if you manage your plants, they'll bloom all summer long and return year after year. See the big blooms on the yellow and the pink and the white with pink tip dahlia. There's also an orange flower with a few white petals in it, and some very lovely simple single yellow and red dahlias. Filling the spaces in between, the Mexican bush sage and the scarlet sage are blooming. Around the rock in the center of the walkway, the Shasta daisies are flowering again. If you walk out the northern walkway, you can see the Arum Italicum, or the Italian lords and ladies, have sent up leaves again. This is worth watching to see if they flower for a second time this season. Wandering back along the walkway into the amphitheater, you'll see that the white angel trumpet trees are heavy with flowers, bringing into perspective the white flowering theme of the amphitheater with the white iceberg roses around the back of the seating. If you walk through the tropical garden toward the cactus collection, see the shelled ginger blooming and the striking bromeliad inflorescence developing. In the cactus collection, see if you can find the Himanthus coccineus, or blood lily flower. This is another of the amaryllis family that blooms before the strappy leaves come up. We hope you've enjoyed your visit to the garden. Check back with us to get current updates.